Hello, and welcome to another episode of On Air the Johnsonian. My name is Lynn, and Scooter is not with us this episode because they had to go home for a memorial. This time it's not a joke like the dying in a car crash thing, though I think if we got you twice on that, that'd be kind of funny. But Scooter is actually not here, so it's just me this time. And you can notice that the audio quality isn't as good as it normally is, because I am, just like the first episode of this semester, recording out of my room. So if you hear a car go by, it's because I live next to a road. And even though I am recording this at 2 in the morning, there are some people on my floor who talk very loudly at this hour. So if they want to get recorded, then that's on them at this point, because I've waited several hours for them to stop talking. Anyways, because Scooter is not here for this recording, it's probably going to be a little bit shorter since it's just me and there's less to be said when there's only one person. So as far as news goes, I'm sure most of you have noticed, but the Starbucks is back open again. It is that time of year to get the pumpkin spice and such. Now that the Starbucks is open again, you can get your Starbucks, but in a store, not at a kiosk type setup. And then also, like, they couldn't make everything that they usually could. So if you're like me and you only like their frozen stuff because you don't like hot drinks, now you can actually enjoy your cold beverages and not your hot beverages. Well, I guess they already had cold stuff, but your frozen beverages. Also, by now you should have received an email that outlines your tuition and all the other money that you need to pay by Wednesday, December 15th. Make sure you get that in on time, or else you will not have your classes protected, and that would throw your schedule into disarray, I am sure. So plan for that. Plan to pay your tuition on time so that you don't end up forfeiting classes and having to, like, rewrite your schedule, which would be a nightmare. And now that I have very painfully reminded you of the fact that this semester is coming to an end soon and the next semester is right around the corner, I'm going to kind of get to the main segment for this episode, which is, now that we're getting closer to the end of the year, exams are coming up, like final exams and not just midterm exams. And that kind of stinks a lot. And I know no one likes doing their exams, but we all have to. So since there are a lot of people who didn't have, like, conventional exams, if they were a freshman during the, like, mostly online portion of experiencing COVID at Winthrop, and then also for freshmen this year who have just never had college final exam, I think I could go over some of my pro tips for not dying during exam week. So, pro tip number one, make sure you know when your exams are and what they are. It depends on the class a lot, but a lot of them will have, like, an in-person meeting where you have to, like, take a test or do a presentation or something like that. And then some other classes are going to have, like, you have an assignment, like a big assignment due at the end, and the day of your exam is the day that it's due. So you're going to want to check on your exam dates. All of the syllabi for your classes should have the date on it. I don't know why they would not include that information, but if you're not sure, what I want you to do is Google Winthrop exam schedule, and it's going to pull up a PDF. And then on that PDF, you will be forced to look at the most confusing time schedule you've ever seen in your life. Basically, the way it hasn't, like, directions on it, like, because they know that this is not the most cohesive or intuitive exam schedule. But basically, if you have a Monday class and that class time is at, like, 11 a.m., then you're going to have the exam for that class at 8 a.m. on Thursday. And so when they say, like, on Thursday, it's the Thursday of exam week. So exams are scheduled starting Wednesday, December 8th at 8 a.m. through Tuesday, December 14th at 6:30 p.m. And when you look at this assignment, the exam period schedule, if you have a class that meets, like, Monday, Wednesday, Monday is the first day that it meets. So that's the column that you're looking at. And if you have, like, a Tuesday, Thursday, then Tuesday is the first day that you meet at that class. and you're going to look at the Tuesday column, and so on and so forth. But like I said, most professors put the exam date in the syllabus for their classes. So I would check there first, and if it's not there, ask them about it, and then also like consult with the final exam schedule for the semester. And the reason why it's so important that you know when your exams are is because you're going to want to know like what things you have due when in relation to which tests you have to take, in what order, so that you know how to prioritize your studying and your work for these courses. Again, this feels like, I don't know, on one hand I'm like, this is so self-explanatory, like obviously you need to know when your exams are because you're gonna have stuff to turn in. But on the other hand, like I did not do a lot of studying in high school. I managed to like put together a Quizlet the day before, and I'd usually be like, I was pretty good. I got good grades and stuff. Not to brag or anything, but I didn't like studying, and I didn't feel like I needed to, so I didn't. But the problem is that then I got to college and I needed to study. So I was kind of put in the unfortunate position of someone who had never learned how to study, needing to study, and having to figure that whole process out. So if you are in a similar position now, then God bless you, and I'm trying to help you with my prior knowledge. But yeah, you need to know your exam schedule so that you can prioritize how much time you have for studying for certain classes, how much time you're going to dedicate to like writing essays, how much time you're going to dedicate to like putting together presentations or projects or whatever. All of that great, super fun stuff that everyone loves to do. So once you have that information, you need to like take an inventory, like which are your hardest classes? What are the exams for them going to be? How much studying do you need to do for them? And if you're like not sure about how much studying you need to do for them, in the sense that like you don't know, like you know it's a problem and you need to like, it's a problem area and you need to study for it, but you don't know how much studying will make you feel prepared. Usually what I do is I over-prepare because I tied my personal value to grades because of course. so I don't like getting bad grades. So I feel like it's better to spend a lot of time studying for something that might end up being a little bit easy than to like feel confident when you shouldn't be. But I don't know. Usually you get to a point in your studying, at least this is my experience, where like you're not really, I don't want to ever say I'm really confident about going into a test because I don't think that's ever been the case in my entire life. But rather than being confident, I got to the point where studying was really boring because I was like, this is just the same thing over and over again. I already know it. So do that. Study until it's boring. Never mind. That's not great advice because studying is never super interesting in the first place. Study until all of the information is like, I know this already. Like, I don't want to look at this because I already know it and I get it. Alternatively, if you don't get it and that's the problem, you need to go to the ASC and see if they have people who can like help tutor you in that class for that area. Try to hop on that sooner rather than later. Because towards exam season, as you might have guessed, tutors are spread thin and they can't really help you if they don't have any spots open. Same with if you have like final essays due. Because I am an English major, I really don't have like exams anymore. I just have giant papers to turn in. And if you're like, oh, I don't know what to write about. I don't know if my like sources are good. I need someone to help me brainstorm. You can go to the Writing Center for help and set up an appointment. As someone who works there now, I would recommend just going ahead and setting up a 1-hour meeting because the 30-minute ones usually aren't long enough to get a ton done. And if possible, go in person. The in-person ones are way easier because when you're doing the online appointments, usually you will forget to hop on to your Google Doc that you shared with the Writing Center email, and then they'll have to email you, hey, you need to be on the document, or maybe you'll forget to share it in the first place, and then you'll get an email being like, hey, I need you to share it, and if you miss it, and it's like 10 minutes late, the tutors don't want to waste their time because they don't want to like sit around when they could be doing homework, or studying, or doing their own papers,
So they'll mark you missed, and you will have missed your appointment. So you won't be able to get any help on that unless you can reschedule for a later time. Pro gamer tip for the Writing Center, try to get it in person. Try to get it for an hour-long appointment. If you don't have an hour in your free time to, like, pop in, then 30 minutes is fine. Online is fine if you can't do in person. Just, like, be very intentional with the online appointments, because if you don't do them right, you end up wasting 10 minutes of a 30-minute appointment, and then you only get 20 minutes of help. And it already takes longer to type out your feedback. So I would personally recommend going in person for an hour if you need help on an essay. Also, the Writing Center, you can't just, like, be like, I need you to do, like, line editing. A lot of people think that you can just drop your paper off, basically, and have them point out all of the grammar problems, but they're not supposed to do that. You're not allowed to do it. That's not what the Writing Center is for. It's about becoming a better writer. If you're just looking to get a second set of eyes on, like, line notes and pointing out where you should change your punctuation, the Writing Center probably isn't the place you're looking for. You're looking for, like, Grammarly. But yeah, as early as you can, set up an ASC appointment, set up a Writing Center appointment, which is, again, why it's really important to know what your exams are, because if it's a paper, then you don't need to worry about finding a tutor for, like, English 291. English 291 does have, at least when I took it, it did have a final exam, like, test thing, but it was, like, writing a mini essay and answering short answer questions, so maybe you could find a tutor for that, but generally speaking, a lot of English and writing courses do not look for final exams with tests. They have the big final essay, which is always a pain in the butt to write. And if you want to, like, get a super head start, maybe, like, email your professor and be like, hey, what can I expect from the exam? And I say this all as a person who has never once started on something early. So with complete hypocrisy, please reach out to your professors early. This is also a good idea because you have work leading up to final exams. So you might have an essay due and then you might have a final exam, like, the next week, which is not super fun. And if you have, like, a lot of other stuff going on, you might want to email professors and ask for extensions. I had to ask for an extension on a paper today, which was, I hate doing it, but I really needed it because I had two papers due on the same day. And one paper was only 750 words, and one paper is 15 pages. So I am very glad that I was able to move the one that is much shorter to a different day. But yeah, if you need extensions, ask for them. Usually, in my experience, professors are pretty accommodating if you've, like, been present in class and haven't, like, phoned it in on a lot of your work. They're usually pretty chill with giving extensions. Back to the topic of exams, I got off a little bit on a diatribe. But yeah, I try to generally avoid advice for exams that's like, don't put it all off to the last minute, because that's exactly what I do, and I know that, like, that's what most people do, I feel like. So it might be better if I just said, like, here's what I do to not die during exams. Try to sleep as much as you can. I know that's not always super easy, because if you have, like, a bunch of things due in succession, you might end up putting them all off till way later than you really should have. I would not know anything about that. Yeah, you're gonna want to get as much sleep as you can. In the same vein as that, please do not skip meals if you can. Get like one square meal and a snack in a day, like, bare minimum. You are not going to be able to perform as well during exams if you're not fed or slept at all. That's just, like, you're gonna feel terrible, and then you're gonna do terrible. And even if you do really good and you've sacrificed your sleep and food, like, you did good, but you were really hungry and tired the whole time. So, like, just, it's okay to get, like, a slightly lower grade and be fed, because it doesn't take super, super long to eat. It's better that you're fed very much. Please eat. Please eat. Another thing that you might want to do is take advantage of the library. It's not open 24/7 like it used to be, which was great for me, because final exams, I would have all my essays due, and I would just go to the library and stay in it the whole night and finish my writing and then the sun would be rising and I would have finished my essay and I would print it out and staple it, because this was in ye olden days when I would have to print out a physical copy to hand in instead of just submitting to turn it in. How times have changed. But I would print it out and I would go back to my room and then shower and then go to class. But since you can't do that, if you can work on stuff during the day, but you like have a hard time focusing in your room, I have a hard time focusing in my room, go to the library. I think it's probably one of the better places on campus to focus. And also you can print stuff there if you need to. Presuming that the printers aren't down. That has been a problem this semester. A couple of times I've been there and the printers were just not working. And that is one of usually one of the only reliable places to get stuff printed on campus. So that was a little disappointing. But, you know, this semester has been a semester of things breaking down on campus. So nothing new there. Oh, and also, since we're coming up towards Thanksgiving break, please turn in any stuff that you haven't turned in yet. I know some people's professors just don't accept late work after, like, however many days. But I've had a lot of my professors just be like, listen, if you have any late work, turn it in before Thanksgiving. And, like, I will grade it. If it is possible to, like, get that zero to anything above zero, just do it. It's I promise you, like, anything is better than a zero. Turn in your work as much as you can.
And they'll probably send out an email about move outs at the end of the year. But if it keeps with last year, usually 24 hours after you finished your last scheduled exam, they expect you to be off campus. If you finish like all of your exams by like Friday somehow, then you are expected to be like out by Saturday, because they don't want you to just stick around for the next couple of days while they finish up exams. They want everyone out usually. They might change it for some reason. I don't know why they would change it. They've been doing it this way the whole time I've been here, but this is a heads up. And then whatever they email out is whatever is written in stone. Another thing you might want to consider doing is setting up like a study group with people in your class. Again, this is something that the pandemic made much harder to do because you don't see each other in person for a lot of classes, depending on the classes that you're taking. I have only 2 in-person classes out of 5 this semester, so lots of faceless interactions.
Something that I did last semester was set up a Discord that I posted the link to under like one of the Blackboard discussions that was made for like class interactions outside of like discussion board posts. But and you can do that in any, like, you can set up a GroupMe or something like that. Or just email with like a person that's in your class. It doesn't really matter. But I enjoyed having like everyone in that class to complain with. And know what? I liked the class. I just didn't like having to do work because I'm lazy by nature. If you can set up like a little study group type thing, even if it's just to like talk about, oh, I don't want to write my paper, or does anyone know how to cite MLA sources or whatever. It can be good to have other people in the same boat as you for morale, if anything else. And beyond that, just try to take a second to like watch a YouTube video or something. If you have like a moment of downtime, just watch TV or play a video game or something. Have a little bit of fun so you don't end up dying a little bit every day. But yeah, most of my advice feels like very like something you could Google. But also, don't drink Monster Energy. It doesn't work and it tastes like battery acid and artificial sugar. So just pick something else to keep you awake. Take a cold shower. I don't know, something. Don't drink Monster. It's not good. Every single time I'd buy like several things of Monster to keep me up, and then I would still be tired and would hate myself even more because my teeth would feel bad. Try to eat, try to sleep, study beforehand, make sure you know when your exams are, because you cannot reschedule those if you miss them. Like, you're not supposed to be able to. On that little sheet that talks about the time assignments for exam periods, it says like towards the bottom, it's like, here's a list of things you can actually qualify for exam rescheduling for. And it's like you have like more than 2 exams on a day, or 2 exams are scheduled for the same period for some reason. But like if you have work or travel issues, that's not considered like a reason that you can reschedule your exam. And then also if you have like three exams on the same day, you have to talk to your professors about it. It's not like the university's job to know that and talk to them. And I say that neutrally, not because I think it's your fault if you don't know that ahead of time, but because the university will not have any sympathies if you're like, by the way, I have like a weird scheduling thing in the middle of exam week, because they'll be like, okay, well, you should have talked to your professor about that before, because that's your job. I am just the messenger of Winthrop's callous doctrine. But yeah, that about wraps it up. I just take care of yourself if you can during exam week. Try to get some stuff done early if you can beforehand, so you're not like overwhelmed when the time comes to like spend several hours a day studying, stuff like that. Sleep, try to have a little bit of fun every once in a while. Such is the way. That concludes Pro Gamer exam week tips with Lynn. Now, I'm sure you are all sorely disappointed, but because Scooter is not here, we do not have the mass count tally up to date. All I know is that because we talked about how good you guys did last time, it dropped. The good did not happen again. There were a lot. There were several, many, many a mask on the ground. I saw a lot of them. But Scooter's got the number with them, and it is now 3 a.m, and I do not want to bother them by asking, hey, what was the mask count again? You will get an update next week. No, not next week, because we have Thanksgiving break. After that, you'll get an update. But because Scooter isn't here, I will do the one thing for them that I can, which is to talk about one acts. So pretend I'm Scooter. The fall one acts are coming up on the 19th at 7:30 p.m. You can go see it at Johnson Studio Theater. $10 general public, $5 with Winthrop ID for tickets. On the 20th, there's a 2 p.m. and a 7:30 p.m. showing. And on the 21st, there is a 2 p.m. showing. So go see the one act, support Winthrop's theater program people. Scooter will appreciate it. And as always, if you have any stories from around campus that you would like to share, you can send them to my email. If you have any art you would like to share, you'd like to be a student spotlight, you'd like to come on and talk to us about being an artiste, send some stuff to my email. We can reach out. If you have any questions for the advice segment, that you can send it to our email. All stuff pertaining to this podcast can be sent to HortonL@mytjnow.com. That's HortonL at mytjnow.com. We would very much appreciate submissions. We've been a little bit dry on submissions recently. Thank you for watching. We always appreciate it. And until next time, which will not be next week because fall break, have a good fall break. Stay safe, wear a mask, study for your exams, and have a lovely rest of your week.